Confessions of a Trainwreck. 30, flirty, and surviving.
It's easy to speak out about the way I live, but it's a 24-carat dream. No supermodel in my dirty jeans, but in my 24-inch heels.
Hola, Trainwrecks. TGIF, and welcome to your weekly bonus episode of what I truly hope is your favorite podcast, Confessions of a Trainwreck. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Phoebe, your podcast host and queen of the trainwrecks, who is thrilled to be back in your ears for yet another week. And the first week of December at that. How excited are you that it's officially Christmas, which you all know is my absolute favorite time of year, and even more exciting that on Wednesday, I finally got to open my advent calendar, which P.S. I am super proud of myself. It's been sitting in my kitchen for 4 weeks and I didn't open it. That is some serious restraint. So if you do follow me on Instagram, you will be well aware how much I love Christmas. And if you don't, here is what you're missing.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing.
Anyway, I digress. Let's get into this week's episode. And I was super, super thrilled to have Bianca back on the podcast. And I'm also just so, so happy that based off the feedback I got from you guys in my DMs, that you all love her as much as I do. I feel like, and if you've listened to it, you'll probably understand this, there's just something about her. And every single time I chat to her, I leave the conversation feeling like really energized and excited. So if you missed the episode, here is a little snippet at what you missed, which will hopefully entice you to go and give it a listen.
I'm a confident person, but I was like, yeah, alcohol will make me cool. It'll make me fit in. And then you see the footage of yourself and you're like, nope, that's not cool. And why would anyone want to hang out with me? Because that does not make me fit in. But yeah, I think society pressure to drink definitely.
Oh my God, especially in Australian culture. We have such a binge drinking culture.
Totally. I think the binge drinking in Australia is really out of control. It's
What I love about her, I mean, like besides everything, is that she was so open and honest about her struggles with alcohol. And I so admire honesty in a person, as well as just like a general willingness to share. Like, I know I am such an oversharer, so I think that's a quality that I just really appreciate in someone else as well. And I know this is not the same thing, but I remember how long it took me to eventually be able to open up and talk about my history with eating disorders and those issues, because I don't know why, but for some reason, there's just so much shame that you carry with yourself around that for some reason, and there honestly really shouldn't be. We all have a story, and one of the most powerful quotes that I've ever heard in my life, which is actually the catalyst that inspired me to open up about my own struggles in the first place, was one woman's words are another woman's wounds. So I think it just goes to show that by sharing your story or your struggle, you literally never know who you're inspiring or giving the courage to then in turn speak up about something they're going through, which might be similar to your experience. And yeah, I just remember I didn't even tell my friends for such a long time. And the fact that I then opened up about it on the podcast. So I think that, you know, for Bianca, this, you know, it's only been like 2 years. So I just really, really admire her for that. But there is more, because I'm even more excited to have her back on next week for part two of our chat, where we delve into the really juicy stuff, and that is open relationships. So again, if you listen to this week's episode, you will know how incredible and how open she is with her story. And I assure you, the chat we have about open relationships is exactly the same. Don't worry, I asked all of the questions that you all want to know, I promise you. Do you hook up with girls and guys or just guys? Has everyone in your life been supportive of it, like your mum and your friends? Also, in other news this week, I just wanted to take this opportunity to update you on a little life change of mine, and that is that I am now officially a fully qualified Pilates instructor. Woo! Guys, you have no idea how happy I am. Like, I honestly feel prouder today than I did when I graduated my degree all those years ago. I feel like probably it's because I've always idolized Pilates instructors. I just think that they have so much knowledge and awareness around like their bodies and the muscles and anatomy. And I can't believe that I'm one of them now. So if you've been listening to the little subtle drops about me studying in these past few months, that is what has been taking up all of my spare time. So it's probably taken me about 3 months in total to complete. And I was studying like after work and on weekends in between juggling a very demanding full-time job and a bi-weekly podcast. So I'm sure you could imagine my excitement on Monday when I finished work and I got home and I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to study. I didn't have to, you know, I could just relax and watch Million Dollar Listings without feeling the guilt of not studying when I should be studying. So again, a little life update from me, and I cannot wait to be back in your ears on Tuesday for part 2 of my chat with Bianca.